Thank you for downloading this emergency reaction Cavs on the Break NBA podcast. In this episode, Sam and I discuss LeBron's decision to join the Los Angeles Lakers. Real quick, want to let you all know about our Cleveland Browns podcast, their Orange is Orange or Browns podcast. In our newest episode, we interview Dennis Manilov, of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. If you're down and out about LeBron, give this episode a listen. I guarantee you'll be pumped about the Browns' upcoming season. Dennis was fantastic, and it's exactly what us Cleveland fans need at the moment. Give it a listen. Also, a side note, it's been super cool to see these other Cleveland athletes step up and accept the mantle of responsibility for the face of the city in the wake of the LeBron's decision. It's been great. Cleveland, we are in good hands. Do not worry. Do not fret. It will be okay. At least we forget the Indians are still super good and have a shot to win the pennant. We can't forget about the Indians. Anyway, this still sucks, but it's going to be okay. Here it is, Sam and I's emergency reaction podcast to the LeBron's decision.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
That sound means it's time for Cavs on the Break NBA podcast. I am your host, Chase Smith, and with me, as always, Cavs insider, national NBA writer, Sam Amico of AmicaHoops.net and ProHoopsDigest.com. Sam, emergency podcast time. Thanks for coming on real quick. Let's talk about LeBron's decision.
Let's do that.
So the inevitable finally happened. I don't want to say we were in denial because we knew it was a possibility, but LeBron has signed a four-year, $154 million contract with the Lakers. Sam, what are your thoughts?
They've been going around and around, Chase. I jumped from, like you said, it's not a huge surprise. I think as an NBA fan, and I understand, you know, players have free agency. They have the right to leave, and I would encourage them to exercise those, you know, those agreements with the teams. I just would prefer, you know, I miss the days as an older guy. I miss the days when guys would just stay with one team 90% of the time. Now, of course, you can say, well, the owners and the GMs can trade the players wherever they want, whenever they want. But that's very true. But I just think the reward for the players isn't the right to jump teams. The reward is the, you know, $200 million contracts and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's that aside, it's too bad for the Cavs in the sense that I think people really, really fell in love with this team. Even times you get upset with JR or Tristan Thompson or Kevin Love. You know, I think that it was a great, great run. Four straight years in the finals. Had a great shot at a fifth straight year. I honestly believe that. I think that they could have made some moves. The Cavs could have made some moves, and
which they were trying. Correct. They were actively trying to make some moves to make.
Yeah, and they still are. You know, you're going to stay aggressive in that front. It's just going to be more difficult now because you know, people can sense that desperation, and you've got salary cap issues still. So. It's a disappointment in that sense for the Cavs. I feel badly for the Cavs. LeBron has the right to do what he wants to do. I'm shocked, not in the sense that he left, but I'm shocked that he thinks that just jumping from team to team is the way to go. I just don't think that's the way to go. And having said that, I jumped in my 20s from job to job. So
yeah,
you know, but. To me, it's you don't necessarily work for the teams; you work for the league if you're a player, and so in that sense, it's okay if you leave teams. I just miss the days when guys, right or wrong, you know, my personal feeling is I miss the days when guys were loyal to their franchises, and you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers meant everything to Mark Price or Larry Nance or Brad Doherty. Mm-hmm. Those guys were Cavs. There was no change to them. Now they got cut later or they got injured and their contracts came up and they were old and washed up and they left the Cavs, but they are Cavs at heart. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, LeBron, I think, is LeBron at heart. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I just miss the days when guys were their team at heart. Larry Bird was the Boston Celtics. Magic Johnson was the Los Angeles Lakers. Michael Jordan was the Chicago Bulls. You know, those guys were their team. And now I think guys like, you know, it's a different era. And Kobe Bryant even said it. It's a different era with guys palling up with their buddies. And it's still great basketball. There's still a lot of great basketball to watch. And I think that, you know, people who say, well, I'm done with the NBA, that's silly to me, because guess what? Mm-hmm. There's still pro basketball in Cleveland, Chase.
Yeah, that's right.
There's still pro basketball here. And there's a lot. If you love the game, you should be thankful that there's still pro basketball. Guess what? It's going to be a lot easier to get a seat.
It is. And I want to talk about the Cavs team moving forward here in a little bit. But I want to stay on LeBron for a little bit longer. At the end of the day, Sam, why did LeBron go to L.A.?
I don't
know.
It's
not because the team's better.
No, I don't know. I think that he wanted to plant his flag in Hollywood. I really do. Which is, you know, if it's not about basketball, then okay, that's the move is fine. You know, I mean, you're not getting back to the finals, not with that team. You're not getting past Golden State. You get your clocks clean, just like the Cavs did. Now, can they add DeMarcus Cousins and Kawhi Leonard? Maybe they can, but he went there without them thinking. You know, listen, Magic Johnson is a very big, big, larger-than-life figure.
Yeah.
LaVar Ball creates a circus atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I think LeBron is a little bit addicted to chaos because of his upbringing.
I don't think Lonzo is going to be on the team. I think there was a hush-hush agreement. If I come, Lonzo.
You got to get rid of him. Yeah, yep. That could be it. He better hope. Because the first sign that look, in Cleveland, I can tell you, the first sign that when something goes wrong, everybody but LeBron gets the blame.
Yep.
Okay? Well, now if something goes wrong in L.A., LeVar's going to be blaming LeBron. And they're not going to be that. If this team is the way it is, the Lakers, they'll be good. They'll be very good. They'll be a playoff team. They're not getting past Houston. They're not getting past Golden State.
Yeah.
They may not get past OKC. They're going to have their issues because they're so young.
How fun would it be when OKC beats the Lakers? Oh, man. That's going to be good.
I was going to put a poll on Twitter last night for Cavs fans. Pick a team, Golden State or the Lakers. Who do you like more?
That's brutal. Yeah. That is brutal. So I think that was a narrative this season, the whole LeBron's more than a basketball player. LeBron wanting to expand his reach past basketball, whether it's in politics or whether it's entertainment or whether it's in this kind of global icon to like even more than he already is. I think LeBron's a kind of player that can happen anywhere, Sam, whether it's in Cleveland or South Dakota or LA. I think what LA offers, one, is his family. I think his wife, I don't know LeBron from never. No. I've seen him play basketball 5 times. You know, that's it. And that's from, you know, 200 seats up. But from reports I've heard and talked about and from discussions we've had, you know, his wife loves LA. You know, they have a home out there. And I think what LA does offer is, you mentioned the Magic Johnson kind of mentorship of how to be this mogul, how to be this person who owns companies and businesses and really leaves his mark wherever he is.
Yeah. No. Listen, LeBron James, the worst thing we can say about LeBron James is that he jumped teams. He's otherwise a very smart, very good guy who gives a ton back, probably more than any pro athlete ever, back to the community, back to his hometown, back to Akron. He's done a lot for, you know, I think about how he got Kenmore High School, an Akron public school, which he didn't even go to that school. Mm-hmm. He bought them football uniforms. You know, he makes little contributions here and there, and many that don't even get reported. So,
and he probably will continue to do that.
Without question. His next public appearance is the I Promise thing in Akron on July 30th.
Yep.
That's what he's going to continue to do, and this is always going to be his hometown. And I would not be surprised. He will have his number retired by the Cavs. He'll have a statue out there. And there's no doubt in my mind, very little doubt in my mind, that he has a stake in that team at some point, whether it's he and his management team at Clutch Sports. I believe that they'll have a part of that team at some point. Are the Cavs upset? Yeah. But, you know, they'll get over it real fast, especially after the championship.
very, very different than 2010. All my timeline, really no one was really super upset, just kind of like sad and depressed that the best player of our generation, arguably of all time, is no longer on your favorite team, right? Like that's a hard pill to swallow.
That's right. Yeah. That's, you know, this is a team and
still in his 15-year prime, which is an insane sentence to even talk about. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Right. Well, and that's another thing to think about. You don't root for that, but that's something to think about. Is he going to go to the Lakers and he knows that, you know, within the next 2 or 3 years, he goes on the decline. Now, I think Michael Jordan was still at the top of the game at the age of 36, and I think LeBron James will be too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for superstars, the decline comes fast, and it can be sad to watch. And nobody, as much as, you know, everybody loves the Cavs, nobody wants to see that happen with LeBron. You want him to be good forever.
Yeah, and it is a four-year deal, three-year with the final year player option, right?
Right.
Kind of what it is. And I want to go back and touch on this really quick. I think his article to SI was very kind of vague about him coming back for basketball. And when it came out, everyone got so excited that it was only about basketball, when in all reality, it was much larger than that. So I think this is like what he is doing now isn't to contradict his article. He's fulfilling that article through Akron and through everything that he's helping with the infrastructure, all that stuff he is doing and going to continue to do. It just probably could have been communicated a little more clearly that it's more, and maybe, you know, I haven't read it in a couple years, so I've seen blurbs going around like, oh, that doesn't look the best after he left. But it is more about basketball for LeBron. Wow. It always has been, and I hope people don't lose sight of the fact that the man brought a championship to Cleveland. 4 years of the best basketball, we got to watch him evolve as a player. And it was super special.
I will miss the excitement of every game that he brought, for sure. But that said, looking back, that was the most I've ever enjoyed NBA basketball. And not just because of the Cavs. It was because of the excitement of every game. Every game was an excitement and event. And, you know, we'll talk about the Cavs, I'm sure, going forward, but there's a lot to a lot that he brought to the city and the organization, and just Northeast Ohio, and a lot of those things he'll continue to bring. But yeah, I mean, LeBron's very brand conscious, you know, and going to LA he's never played in a major market. That's, you know, Miami was not a basketball market. The Lakers are. When people think of the NBA, they think of the Lakers and Celtics. You know, that's the tradition. And the Lakers people will make fun of it, but they have a great fan base. They have a passionate fan base. They have a very large fan base, and Hollywood is right there. And LeBron wants to be in the entertainment industry. So in that sense, it makes sense from that aspect of it. The thing I don't like about it, Chase, real quickly, is he did all those things in Cleveland. He produced shows in Cleveland. He was on Jimmy Kimmel or whatever in Cleveland, you know, and I just think you can do all that stuff in Cleveland. It's just, I don't know. I think that going to the Lakers is a once in a lifetime thing. And LeBron was not, his heart has never been with the Cavs organization, just never has. And I say that in a positive way. He's just not, it would be like us if we didn't have a team growing up, we didn't have a favorite team, and we just decided, and we had that ability, I want to play for like four or five teams because it'll be cool, get to live in four or five different cities, and you know, get to wear different uniforms, and you know, get my shoes in purple and gold, and who's to say we might not do that
of all teams, the Lakers. That's just
the only other place it could have been worse for him to go would probably have been the Warriors, but you know, from a lot of fans' point of view. I've never had real strong feelings one way or another about the Lakers, so we'll see how that changes.
All right, so one other question. This is just a hypothetical, and I love dealing in hypotheticals because it's a podcast. If Kyrie was still on the team, would LeBron still be on the team?
If Kyrie were still on the team?
Yes.
I don't know. They didn't have the type of... You know, I guess it depends on what happened. If they had won the finals, he'd still be on the team. Mm-hmm. You can't leave a team that wins a championship. You know,
I don't know, man.
I don't think you can you? Although, you know,
I don't know.
He won two in Miami and still left. So
yeah.
Now it's, I don't think Kyrie would have been enough to keep LeBron. I think LeBron, again, I think he left because he wanted to go to Hollywood. I think a championship would have put that off. He probably would have figured out a way to get out to the Lakers some other way. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. It's hard to say what would happen. I think that they mishandled the Kyrie situation, but the Cavs did. But that's another. I think a more stable at that point front office, and I don't mean that, you know, that's not a huge shot at them. Mm-hmm. I just mean that Kobe Altman was new. Dan Gilbert didn't have this experience. I think that David Griffin made some terrible moves as GM.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And he gets a lot of credit. And I think David Griffin's a great guy. And I think we all make terrible moves. So that's, you know, not a personal thing. It's a professional thing. I think he made some terrible moves. I think he shouldn't have given JR interest in those contracts under any circumstance. But I think he would have handled the Kyrie situation much better than they would. And I think Kyrie would have been on the team and playing this year if David Griffin had been the general manager.
Yep. I think Tristan's contract is a little more defensible. It's still egregious, the amount that it is. Honestly,
it's a little more defensible. You're right about that. Yeah.
Going to answer my own question. I don't know if that would have kept LeBron with the Cavs. I think he's larger than Kyrie. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't think it would have made a difference. I think it's a fun maybe to think about. I don't know.
I don't think it would have made much of a difference. Yeah. I really don't. If they lost in the finals and Kyrie was on the team, I think LeBron would have left. Yeah, still same thing.
A couple more minutes here. Let's move ahead very briefly to talk about the current Cavs team. A lot of young guys, a lot of unproven guys. Very different than when he left in 2010, Sam. We left with almost nothing. We had really no one on the – I can't remember.
Booby Gibson, Mo Williams.
A terrible team.
Jamario Moon. Remember
Jamario Moon? I remember Jamario Moon, yes.
And,
but I now think the best,
yeah,
we can point to players like Colin Sexton. We can point to players like Chetty Ousmane, my boy. Larry Nance Jr., this kind of young core that is a very different DNA than any of the LeBron teams that we've had. Players that had that extra gear. Players that are athletic and long and can play defense. It's a different identity than with any team that we've had with LeBron.
Yeah, well, they'll play a different style too.
Mm-hmm.
Will they play
Ty Lue's style? Are we going to see really Ty Lue as coach for the first time?
Yes, I think that we will. I think that Cavs fans will see Ty Lue. Put it this way: somebody who goes to practice told me the ball, and he said this twice during the regular season. The ball really zips, and once in the finals, the ball really zips around at practice. It's really moving, and the guys are pumping, and the offense is clicking, and then the game comes, and it just stops. And I said, why is that? He said, I don't know. He's like, maybe because Ty Lue's not in charge. So, that said, maybe this will – look, I don't know – the Cavs' options are going to be limited. People want to, you know, gut the team, trade Kevin Love for picks. I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think that they know that too many people fell in love with this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may do that in February, mm-hmm. but they're not going to start doing – I doubt that they just say, we're going to gut the roster. They're going to try to put together a formidable team and see what happens. And see how the offense flows and how it works. And I think that they owe themselves that much, Chase. I really do. Yeah. I think that you owe yourself an opportunity to see what this team can do, because the Denver Nuggets traded Carmelo Anthony to the New York Knicks and took off and gave their fans two seasons of great fun. Lost in the first round or second round of the playoffs. I think it was first. But gave their fans a regular season of hope and fun and effort.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there are worse things. Why just go in and say, you know what, we want to suck? Because guess what that does? That builds a losing culture.
And it's
really tough to get out of that.
Yep.
And maybe Colin Sexton's Donovan Mitchell. Let's find out.
Hey, I'm super excited about it. I think it can happen. Yeah, so I think best case scenario, we have a season like the Nuggets where we stay competitive. We're kind of – and the East isn't super strong. I saw a tweet where it was how many, like, all NBA players in the West, and it's literally, like, 15 players deep, and in the East really has no one. So there is an outside shot. We go 7-8 seed of the East playoffs. But I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. The Hawks have our first round draft pick next year if it's out of the top 10. Is that correct?
Yes. All if it's outside of the top 10.
So if we earn the lottery, picks 1 through 10, the Cavs keep the pick.
Yes.
But if it's anywhere 10 through the rest 10
through
of the
round, 60 or 10 through 30, yeah,
it goes to the Cavs. I mean, it goes to the Hawks.
Yep.
That's so concern.
That's a little bit of a concern, yeah. You can trade. I think that if they finish, let's say the Cavs finish with a 15th, 16th pick, you can trade somebody and get back in that at that level. You know what I mean? If the season ends, you've got expiring contracts that people are going to want, you know, the contracts that expire next season, non-guaranteed contracts that people are going to want, you can get back into the first round.
Yeah.
If you put all your, you know, if you say, hey, you know what, screw the draft, we're going to go and try to be the best team that we can be and win 45 games, 40 games, whatever, and get in as the 7th, 8th, 9th seed. In the East, I really think this team can be a 5th, 6th seed because the East is so bad. I mean, you've got the Celtics, you've got the Sixers, maybe the Raptors, the Raptors. And then, well, who's after that? Pacers?
The Bucks will always be in that conversation, to have you honest. Yeah, I think the Pacers showed a lot of promise. I mean, I just think I loved how they played. I love their coach.
Oh, man, we love Nate McMillan and love the way the Pacers played. Yeah, absolutely.
And the Wizards. So I think there is like this, like, a bunch of
teams. There's a bunch of teams there that could be better.
Yeah.
That should be better.
Yeah.
But do they have the experience? Do they have a team that right now is going to be extremely determined?
Yep.
Because these players are being told by the national media, you guys are a joke. They're being told by fans on social media, you're a joke.
Yep.
You're a joke now. And you know, everybody said the same thing about the Denver Nuggets. They did. And and the Nuggets gave, when Carmelo left, Carmelo went to New York and was miserable right away. Yep. And I'm not saying that's the case with LeBron, but the point was the Nuggets gave their fans a season full of fun and hope and inspiration. And that's what pro sports are all about, because only one team wins a championship.
That's right. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be awesome to watch them play. Sam, thank you for your quick time today. To hop on and do a reaction pod. Where can we find you? What do you have? What are you working on writing and releasing in the next couple of days?
Well, first of all, everything's at amicohoops.net. We'll have tons more on LeBron and the Lakers and the Cavs. We have really started to cover, I think people noticed, the entire NBA very thoroughly. Free agency has been great. We've set all kinds of records in terms of traffic on the website. So we're going to continue to cover the entire NBA with an emphasis on the Cavs. I will still – somebody on Twitter asked me last night, you know, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm still going to run Amico Hoops out of my home, and I'm going to cover the Cavs, the Cavs and the entire NBA out of Cleveland. And we talked about this last night, Chase.
Yep.
I am going to actually step up our coverage of the Cavs.
Right.
And I will be – at more events, more games, because there's not going to be that many voices there. And I think that Amico Hoops will be the place to come for Cavs coverage, because we are going to hammer it. And we'll continue to cover the rest of the NBA as we have been, but we are going to hammer the Cleveland Cavaliers coverage. And it's going to be fun. I'm looking very much forward to it.
And I am right there with you, Sam. I want Amico Hoops and this podcast to be where fans go first and foremost to find any news they want about the Cavs and the players and any breaking news and any scoop. Sam, you get that. I think that's going to be fantastic. The moment LeBron left for LA, and we talked about last night, like, my loyalty and love for the Cavs has never been higher. I'm all aboard. Let's go. And let's grind, man. Do us a favor, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast right here. It does help with iTunes search algorithms and everything else. Let us know your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Cavs on the Break. Follow Sam on Twitter at Amico Hoops. Catch all of his work, as he said, in writings at AmicoHoops.net and ProHoopsDigest.com. Sam, final thoughts?
Just let's see how this plays out. It's going to be – there's still a lot of interesting things that could happen this summer with the organization. And, hey, Summer League starts Friday, Las Vegas. I'd watch that team. Billy Preston, true sleeper. I'm telling you, this guy was a McDonald's All-American, excellent player, and maybe has some NBA game. And that's going to be the exciting thing about the Cavs right now, Chase, is following the Cavs and seeing how they build the team and how it goes from here.
Great. Sam, let's record again after the Summer League, and we'll kind of recap how that went and what that means moving forward. Sound good?
Sounds great. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, buddy. Mike Breed, take us out!
Congratulations, Cleveland. Your decades-long wait is finally over. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.